Jake Saddle here on the East Holm School Report, and today I'm joined by Tyler Renner, the principal at Highland. Mr. Renner, thanks for taking some time to talk with us today.
Absolutely, Jake.
And we'll start things off. You know, we're kind of starting to wrap up the school year, and you've had some students that were honored recently.
Yeah, on May 3rd, we did have our awards banquet for our seniors, and combined, we gave away over $100,000 worth of scholarships to our college-bound seniors, so it was a great night for them. Their hard work in the classroom has really paid off for this group.
And it's just something that means so much to the students to be recognized for all the hard work they've done throughout their tenure at East Holmes.
Absolutely, because, you know, this is a great class, and, you know, they've challenged themselves. They had the opportunity, you know, take a little bit easier classes their senior year, and the majority of our students have really stepped up and challenged themselves this year. And at the end of the day, it has paid off for them.
You also had something going on with National Honor Society?
Yeah, we welcomed in our new class this past Tuesday. You know, it's a group of over 10 kids that, again, really challenged themselves early in their high school career, and we just hope that they continue to do that. But also outside of the classroom, they're good kids. Their parents can definitely be proud of them, and, you know, they've put in the work there as well.
You also had a couple events I know the kids look forward to every year. You had the Fine Arts Festival this past weekend, and that's just a great way for students to show off all the artistic and other projects they've worked on all year.
Absolutely. It is a kind of a culmination of the entire district coming together and celebrating, you know, what those students do in the classroom and work on throughout the year in their art classes. And then we have choir and band performance as well. The theater's involved, and, you know, those kids get up and give short skits. And it's just a really good time to reflect and to celebrate the accomplishments that they've had, the work that they've done, be able to show that off. And the teachers do a great job of coming together, organizing it. And the turnout has been and is always great at that event, and that's great to see.
And when you think about it, for some of these arts kids, this is the time that they get to show what they're working on. You know, everyone loves going out to the basketball and the baseball games, but you only get really one of these every year for some of these kids.
Yeah, and I think that's so important because they do work hard, and they are proud of the things that they do, just the same as we have, you know, you mentioned basketball or baseball or whatever the sport may be. You know, we are just really happy to see kids involved in something and living out their passion and being able to do those things. And that's what we feel good about, is to be able to give them that outlet that they are able to, you know, show what they're good at in those ways.
I know the other event you had is one that students always look forward to, especially because it signals that the year is almost over, but that was the prom.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a little bit later this year because of the way Easter fell and everything. But, you know, it's always a good time for them to kind of, you know, celebrate the end of the year, really. And, you know, each year it seems like prom's getting to be a bigger and bigger deal. And, you know, our students are always up to the challenge, and they behave well. And you know, we are happy with that. But we also hope that they have a good time and are smart with the decisions that they make.
And, of course, you can't talk about the end of a school year without talking about graduation coming up.
Absolutely. Sunday, May 18th at 2 p.m. at the Perry Reese Center. You know, we are going to graduate right around 60 seniors, 59 seniors, and, you know, couldn't be more proud of this class and the things that they've accomplished in the classroom, outside of the classroom, whether it be through sports, theater, art. You know, this is a very talented class that we are graduating, and we're going to miss them, and it's going to leave some big shoes to fill for the classes that are behind them. But, you know, this is a special group, and we're definitely proud and can't wait to see what they do moving forward.
Okay, well, do you have any other year-end dates or announcements you think the parents or community would like to know about?
That's pretty much it, honestly. Those are the big things coming up here in the next 3 weeks.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time, and enjoy your summer.
Thanks, Jake.
That was Tyler Renner here on the East Holmes School Report. We'll